Welcome to your meditation to shift into abundance. Sometimes the less conscious parts of our mind allow us to shift more easily if we acknowledge where we are first and then notice what's possible from there. You can sit down for this meditation, or you can walk, or you could lie on your back, whatever's best for you. There is no right or wrong way to do this meditation. You can close your eyes, or you can keep them open. You can gaze softly, or you can go between opening and closing your eyes. Whenever you're ready, just take a slow breath in and then a nice long exhale. You can even sigh as you breathe out. And if that felt good to you, I would invite you to do that two or three more times, just at your own pace. There's no need to make these breaths extra long. Just a little longer exhale than your inhale will be really healthy for you. So if it's okay with you, just start to notice what your mind has been telling you feels scarce right now. It might be low resources in energy or connection or time, or it might be something else. But just allow yourself to be very transparent and name it inside of yourself. Might be even a sense of not being good enough, or it might be something like money, and you don't need to push this thought away. In fact, it's almost as though you're very zen-like and you're welcoming it in for a cup of tea. Just be very neutral in how you approach this. What feels scarce to you right now? Notice how your body might be reacting to that. So pay attention to your body. You can soften your shoulders and your jaw and your torso, your tummy, anywhere where you're noticing tension in your body. And again, as you name what you're feeling is scarce for you right now, start to notice where you're mostly feeling that in your body. Maybe it's sort of generalized, such as the upper body. Maybe it's more specific, like your neck or your heart. And just take your time with this. Where do you mostly feel that in your body when you think of the scarcity? And then bring your awareness to this area of your body. And then whenever you're ready, begin to feel your breath moving in and out, and invite your breath to move into the area of your body where you feel the most stress or tension when you think of the scarcity. Rather than creating more tension and trying to ignore it, invite your breath to this area, again, very calmly. As you inhale, allow yourself to feel what it's like to receive breath or vitality in this area. And as you exhale, you can release the tension without clinging to it or without force. Without any agenda to change it, other than just feeding this area of your body vitality and breath. And as you continue to breathe in and out, focusing on this area, notice that the flow of breath is always available here. And it's a reminder that it's a certain form of abundance. And it's actually constant. You don't have to do anything to create your breath. It's just available as you inhale and exhale. This area of your body may change or not. It may soften or feel a bit lighter, but it's not necessary for it to change. Just keep breathing into this area for a moment or two without any force or agenda at all. And as you acknowledge to yourself that this is a certain cycle of abundance, your breath, gently begin to imagine the wider cycles of life, such as there are times when the environment goes through a drought and things feel very dry and uncertain in the environment. You can even create a vision of this in your mind if you want to. Maybe you've been in an area that's had a drought, or you've seen it somewhere. Just notice it's dry, parched, without the moisture that it needs. There is no growth. As you breathe in and out, look on the horizon. Although there has been drought for months and months, sometimes for years, you see the clouds coming towards this area. And you know it's bringing rain. And it's possible. And it's happening. So you see the clouds come in. It might be a light shower out in the distance or around you to begin with. Maybe even just a drizzle. And notice what it's like to go from a very dry environment to feeling this light sense of rain on your skin, your face. Maybe you're looking up. Maybe you're looking towards the horizon, but notice it's everywhere. And the drizzle turns to a shower. And the shower may even become a downpour. Maybe ponds forming where animals come out and now have reprieve because they have their pond and their drink and their water back. You notice that the ground that has been incredibly dry is now moisturized. Trees are starting to grow leaves again. And this is real. Areas that go through droughts and then receive the rain that replenishes everything. Notice what it feels like on your body. You might even notice awe or wonder at how rapidly the season can change and be one of abundance. And now watch the seasons change. Notice the drought time has come to a close. Even if it's happened for years, the cycle will change. There will be balance, there will be replenishment, and notice what it feels like. And the seasons change again and again and again. And notice how the seasons may change with variance, but the turning of the cycles never stops. Nature is always trying to bring back the balance. Now come back to where you had felt lack and envision what that would feel like. To gently go from that lack to the resources that you need. And then notice what it would feel like in your body to then go to the resources that you want. And that the cycle of lack is closing. And what does it feel like as you receive what you need for abundance? Notice the small signs of abundance that are already present, that are already filling into you, into the steadiness of the ground beneath you, the moments of care that you have given or received, and what it's like to hold these two truths. There may be lack, and there's still enough in this moment, and that the reality of what may shift in the next season may completely replenish this time. And what would that feel like in your body? As you breathe in and out, notice all the senses that life offers and then withdraws and then offers again, and you are part of that rhythm. And you can stay with this for a time if you want, or if you're ready, you can decide that you're about to open your eyes and carry this quiet trust that abundance has many forms and the cycle is coming and will continue to come. May that reality be with you.